Hello, friends, and welcome. I am so glad you are here today listening to the Making Memoir Magic podcast. Now, I know it is only the end of May, but our Florida heat makes it feel like we are living in an endless summer. So I thought, why not start thinking of the books that will be on our TBR list and, my TBR list, but hopefully your TBR list for the new season. I'm Carrie Kreisman. I'm an author, memoir coach, and a storytelling champion, and I hope you will get pleasure out of this podcast and hopefully walk away with some new ideas for your summer reading. So for some of us, summer means traveling, and whether you're traveling somewhere that requires a 10-hour plane ride or enjoying a close-to-home staycation, summer definitely has a different feeling. It's more relaxing. Our schedules are generally lighter, which gives us permission to slow down. So why not grab some new reads from your local library or one of Tampa Bay's amazing local bookstores? When thinking about what to spend your literary hours on, keep in mind that the best books don't just entertain us, they return us to ourselves. So on this episode, I am going to do something a little different. Instead of teaching a traditional memoir lesson, I'm going to share a curated collection of summer reads from the perspective of a memoir author, storyteller, and memoir coach. So some of the books are memoirs, but some are fiction. Some are deeply reflective, and some are comforting. And some might just crack your heart open a little. But every single one of them teaches us something important about what it means to be human. And if you're someone who has ever quietly wondered, could I write my own story someday? These books might whisper, yes, you can. So grab your iced coffee, your beach chair, your notebook, or maybe just a quiet corner of your day, and let's talk summer reading. So when it comes to memoirs, I believe many people arrive at this genre for one simple reason. They want to feel less alone. That's really it. We read stories because we want to recognize ourselves somewhere inside of them. We want proof that other people have struggled, survived, reinvented themselves, lost things, rebuilt things, forgiven others, or just simply kept going. And great memoirs remind us that ordinary lives are truly never ordinary. They can be something like a woman making dinner, a family secret that has never been divulged, a cross-country move, a difficult childhood, a marriage or relationship ending, a diagnosis, a friendship, a reinvention at middle age. These are not small stories. These are human stories. And often, the stories we think are too ordinary to matter are the exact stories that someone else desperately needs to hear. So that's part of why I love sharing books with aspiring writers, because reading teaches us courage, it teaches us voice, and it teaches us how truth sounds on the page. So here we go. I'm going to share a few books that I have been thinking about a lot, and some are newer reads and some are have permanent homes on my bookshelf. So the first book is Strangers by Belle Burden. So it's a memoir recommendation, so because I write memoir and teach it, I thought we would start there. Now, this book stayed with me because it explores connection, identity, and what it means to move through the world carrying both visible and invisible stories. And what I loved about this book was the emotional honesty that the author shared. There was her quiet vulnerability woven throughout the memoir. And if you read it, and maybe you have already, if you haven't yet, you will recognize it. So I do need to say that if you weren't aware, that the author, Belle Burden, is somewhat well-known and connected. She's a descendant of Cornelius Vanderbilt, and her grandmother, Babe Paley, was a fashion icon and confidant of Truman Capote. So it's important to note that her life did not resemble the kind of fame she is experiencing now until she wrote her memoir, but she did live in a certain space that many of us are not connected to. And I say this because Many aspiring authors feel that they must be famous to be qualified to write a memoir, but the truth is that the readers will fall in love with your story first, the one they see themselves in. Despite her immense wealth and privilege, Burden was not well known outside of her community, and she acknowledges that throughout her life and marriage. And that is why the crux of her story is relatable to many readers. And ultimately, it's relatable because she wrote the truth. She was reflective. And her story and the events pre and post cataclysmic inciting moment were rife with emotional resonance. And that's what her readers are remembering. That's what I remember. One of the things that I often tell my students of memoir is this, that people may forget the timeline of your story, but they will remember how your story made them feel. And this book is a beautiful example of that. So if you love reflective memoirs that explore humanity with nuance and honesty, put this one in your summer bag. The second book I'd like to recommend is Crying in H Mart by Michelle Zahner. Now, this memoir is extraordinary. It's about grief, identity, culture, family, and food, but truly, it's about love. One of the reasons this memoir works so beautifully is because Zahner understands sensory detail. She doesn't simply tell us that she misses her mother. She shows us through the ritual of food, the smells, the kitchens, the tastes, and that is such an important lesson for memoir writers. Memory lives in the senses, and from a reader's perspective, it has the ability, that kind of writing has the ability to place the reader in the writer's world, and they can experience it right along with them. So sometimes your entire childhood could come rushing back because of the smell of garlic in a pan or sunscreen at the beach or chlorine from a hotel pool. So as a reader, I think you can probably relate to that when a writer writes using those details. So if you are thinking about writing, keep this in mind because readers want to experience our stories. They want to experience them, not just understand them intellectually. So this memoir accomplishes both of those things magnificently. So that was book number two. Book number three is The Covenant of Water by Abraham Verghese. So I had to include this one. It's a big read. It's over 700 pages. And it's not a memoir, but it is a sprawling, immersive, and deeply human, breathtakingly layered novel that explores family, inheritance, silence, medicine, loss, love, and generational trauma in a way that feels almost operatic. Although it's fiction, memoir writers can still learn so much from it because families pass down more than heirlooms. They pass down fear, silence, resilience, shame, faith, expectations, and secrets. And sometimes those are some of the things included in memoir. So we think about things like, what did we carry that wasn't originally ours? That's the generational component. That question alone could keep you journaling all summer. So see how this book inspires you to maybe pick up the task or practice of journaling, or just enjoy the book for what it is. It's a book that you will sink into slowly, okay? It is not a fast read. Give yourself the time and the patience to let the characters develop and get yourself into the story. Sometimes as we're reading, you think of different things that make the book unforgettable for you. And I know there have been seasons in my own life where books have carried me through. And it's not because they solve every problem, but it's because they remind me, they give me a window in a mirror looking at myself, but they remind me that other people have survived difficult things too, like the story in this book. So it's kind of that feeling of I've been there too. And I think that many people are secretly holding stories inside of them that they've never spoken out loud. And reading often becomes the spark or the permission slip where you say, well, maybe my story finally matters too. Book number four, one of my favorites. I read this a couple of years ago. The Lions of Fifth Avenue by Fiona Davis. So this is a great summer read. If you've ever visited New York City, you've seen hopefully the New York Public Library with the famous lions in the front. But more than that, this novel explores hidden histories, family dynamics, ambition, and the stories that women were often forced to keep hidden. And, you know, relating that back, even though this is fiction, it's historical fiction, hidden stories are the heartbeat of memoir. And so many aspiring memoirists hesitate to write because they think, I'm not sure I'm allowed to tell this story. But keep in mind that silence has a cost too. And this book is a great example of the potential of keeping silent and what can happen. So books like this remind us how often women especially were taught to shrink themselves, soften themselves, and keep difficult truths buried. And for writers, this novel is a fantastic study in structure and dual timelines. And if you're trying to understand pacing or layered storytelling, pay attention to how Fiona Davis unfolds the information that she shares in this book. Book five is Bird by Bird by Anne Lamott. So every writer should read this book. Honestly, they should read it multiple times. I reference it often when I teach memoir classes and when I write. Anne Lamott has written many books, but in this one, she gives writers something valuable, which is permission to be imperfect. She talks openly about fear, doubt, messy first drafts, comparison, insecurity, and the emotional chaos that often accompanies creative work. Writers everywhere read this book and think, oh good, it's not just me. And one of the most powerful reminders in the book is that writing happens piece by piece. You can take the idea of writing a book and look at it as a big one monolith, and you'll never touch it if you look at it like that. But if you break it down piece by piece, chapter by chapter, paragraph by paragraph, or in this case, bird by bird, then it becomes something doable. And that matters because as an aspiring memoirist, if that's you who is listening, or even someone that writes a book or wants to write a book, you can become overwhelmed before you even begin. And as Anne states in the book, you don't need to look at the big picture and the whole project at once. You need to break it down bird by bird, which is a reference to advice that her father gave Anne's brother when he was a young student and had to do a book report on birds and didn't know what to do. And the father said, start bird by bird. So as we wrap up today, I want to leave you with this thought. The stories that stay on our minds and in our hearts are rarely stories about perfection. They're stories about becoming, surviving, longing, courage, mistakes, resilience, and learning who we are. And maybe this summer, while you're reading someone else's story, you'll begin paying closer attention to your own. Think about the memories that keep resurfacing, the family stories only you can tell, the moments that shaped you, the things that you've survived quietly, because memoir begins there, not with fame or perfection, but with the truth. So thank you so much for spending time with me today. I hope you discovered a few books to add to your summer reading stack and maybe even a little inspiration to begin writing your own story too. Until next time, keep reading, keep remembering, and keep making memoir magic.